people were on the wards that you lived on?
Oh,
yes, this is a question.
A lot
more,
yeah.
There's quite a lot.
So how were the dormitories laid out?
Dormitories were laid out with cubicles, or like in a row.
Like your own room.
In a row, like.
Oh, so it was on
your side.
Your own room, was it?
On your side.
Like your cubicle, yeah.
Blocked off like that. So you got your own space.
Oh, okay.
Your own wardrobe.
So you got your daughter, you got your middle bit there, you walked on the middle, and each of them had separate departments. So each of you had your own little square.
Yeah.
Bit, you know. Where your bedroom and that was, and your locker was. Yeah.
So how did you feel sleeping in a room like that with other people that was
Not very good, really, because a lot of them stayed awake all night, kept you awake. You know, a lot of them sort of like, what was I saying about, like, you know, like, sort of like, waking in the middle of the night, walking around, maybe screaming, whatever, like.
How about you? How did you feel about staying in your dormitory?
So right now, my wards all stayed in their beds.
Yeah.
It's a bit quieter on yours.
Yeah.
Okay. Because a lot of them, where I was all like wandering around at night, and they got a night watchman's room, you know, just looking through the window into the dormitory so they could see what was happening.
Okay.
A lot of them sort of like went to sleep, and a lot of them woke up in the middle of the night, and a lot of them were just making a noise.
Okay.
So, but when it comes to cleaning the bed, I mean, when you put the bed off in the morning, you get people weeing on your bed, you get people pooing their bed, and you want to get them up and wash them. And
so you'd help wash people as well?
Yeah, that was the only thing, yeah, that you do, and make the beds and all that, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe I just have to give the food to the residents.
Okay. What about clothes? Where did you get your clothes from?
Oh, we got them from a shop in Pomerbeck, and I got them from. There's a clothes shop there.
Yeah.
I got my things.
But they always provide you with clothes there, you see.
Yeah.
Just for knocking around, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, so they gave you clothes?
Their own clothes, yeah. Yes.
So did you? So maybe they gave you trousers. Would you get to keep them, or would they?
No, you change them every week when you have a shower bath. And they give you trousers.
You get checks and that, yeah.
The thing was, I had trouble to find a pair of trousers fit me when I was there. Same with pyjamas as well, because you're not pyjamas, they're just these, like, they look like nighties, you know, sort of thing like that. No trousers work at all, like. So
that's
everybody.
What the men had to wear as well.
Yeah, the men had them, and the women had them as well. But trying to find clothes to fit you is pretty hard, especially when you're size on you, you know. So, we never bought any clothes when we were there. It was all provided by the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what would you keep in the locker?
I used to put my clothes in there when I used to undress at night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, that's about it. And the shoes and that was about it, really. Because if you don't do that, your shoes would get nicked.
Yeah.
Mm. So you have to nick your shoes.
One of the other patients.
Yeah.
One of the residents.
Yeah. That's why I had a problem, because I couldn't find my shoes one day and they disappeared.